Community Focus has been brought to you by the Crum Agency, providers of MIMIC Insurance. Their telephone number is 734-254-1976, and they are online at krummagency.com.
You're listening to the station focusing on the Plymouth-Canton community. This is Community Focus on 88.1 The Park.
Hi, I'm Max Jenkins with 88.1 The Park, and we have Mr. Alan Whitehead with us of the Kona Running Company. How are you today?
Very good, thank you.
All right, so let's get right into this, shall we? How long have you been doing races in the Plymouth area?
Approximately 13 years.
That's a long time. Who are the charities that you help out?
Very good question. We align ourselves with the charity organizations because we like to keep funding in the state. So some of our major sponsors are Carmona's Cancer Institute in Detroit. We donate to University of Michigan C.S. Mott Children's Hospital in Ann Arbor. And we have three annual races a year in Plymouth, so we donate to Plymouth Parks and Rec.
I see. What are some of the fun extras for the upcoming St. Patrick's Day race?
Yes, that's another good question. As you know, it's March 8th, Sunday, in downtown Plymouth. We have a 10K, 5K, and a mile. And what we offer is we have live entertainment. We'll have a gentleman playing Irish, original Irish music. We have, you know, shamrock shirts, green shirts, tech shirts for the participants, finisher medal for the people participating in the 10K, 5K. We have a finisher jacket. When you finish to get to the finish line, it's a hoodie jacket that you zip on and stay warm. And then we have a food buffet at the finish line where you enjoy enjoy some goodies after you ran your race.
Sounds like a good deal. Does Kona stand for something?
I fell in love going to Hawaii over the years, and I actually have a condo in Maui. And so my first experience 20 years ago was having Kona coffee. And I asked my parents, what is this coffee I'm drinking? They said, it's Kona coffee. So it's obviously from the Big Island. So I always said my future company after Kona.
Wow. Do you have your own staff?
Yeah, we have eight staff and many volunteers. We generally have 100 to 150 volunteers per race, and we have about 23 paid race staff to put on this type of event. You know, we usually have about 4,000 to 5,000 runners, and we coordinate with the City of Plymouth Police. And so it is a large coordination of people and volunteers.
All right. How would one volunteer to help?
How can the volunteers help? Well, we have pack and pick up Central Middle School in downtown Plymouth. This is the old Plymouth High School on Saturday, Sunday, March 7th and 8th. We really encourage people to volunteer. They get a race staff shirt, tech shirt as a volunteer, and they get some volunteer hours if you're a student, and it looks good, obviously, on your resume when you apply for college. And obviously, in the end, we're donating to charity. So everybody is involved in showing generosity to the local charities.
I see.
We also have aid stations, water stations, where we give out fluid to the runners because they get very warm. So we have those out on the course. And then at the finish line, we have the food buffet, and we have course marshals.
How would one volunteer?
And they can email myself, alan@konarunningcompany.com.
Is there any other races you plan to do this year?
Yes, we're adding two new races this year, and we have three races in Plymouth. We have Shamrock Run, we have the Wicked Halloween Run, and we have the Kona Chocolate Run. And then, as you know, in June, we have the Kona Run, which is a Hawaiian-themed race in downtown Norfolk, neighboring city to Plymouth. And then we also have the Novi Half Marathon event, and we're also starting the Kona Strawberry Run in Belleville this June, and also the Dexter Team Marathon in September. So we're pretty busy year-round.
How long is the race? Or let me rephrase that. How many kinds of races are there?
Shamrock Run, we have a 10K distance, a 5K distance, and a mile. Some of the other events, we also have the option to run the 10K to the Kellogg Park in Plymouth, and then you run the 5K. So we call that the double, where you run the 10K and the 5K. So there's various distances for all various fitness levels of runners.
How did this idea originate? What made you want to do this?
I originally was a marathon. Well, I played college basketball at Eastern Michigan, so I always ran to stay in shape, and I ran 5Ks and 10Ks. Eventually evolved. I ended up running 22 marathons around the country, and I also was on the Detroit Free Press Marathon staff back in 1999, and I got the bug to be a race director. I knew I couldn't run these type of races forever, and then I started the Kona Run, which used to be originally called the Solstice Run, 2003 in Norfolk. So it's a way of giving back to your local community. You know, a lot of people take, but they don't give back. You know, I like to promote fitness and fight obesity and promote, you know, good eating habits. And I think by having, you know, various distances, anybody can complete a, you know, a walk, a 5K, if possible. So I think it's a nice challenge for people, especially in March. We're about tired of all this cold weather, and
right,
Everybody wants to get outside.
Where would racers start and finish concerning the Shamrock Run?
Yes, they start and finish at Kellogg Park, right in front of the Penn Theater and the Box Bar, right there in downtown Plymouth. They will start on the south side of Kellogg Park on Ann Arbor Trail. and then they finish on the other side of the Collar Park in front of the Penn Theater.
Do participants sign in when they arrive at a certain area?
Yes, well, you can register online right now at HonaShamrockRun.com, and you can register online, or you can mail in your check, and there's a form you can print on the registration page. You also can sign up this weekend at our store in Canton. We're going to have an early packet pickup and late registration at our store this Saturday from 10 to 5 and Sunday from 11 to 4. That's right at Ford Road and Lilly. And then we're also on race day weekend at Central Middle School, March 7th and 8th, we'll have an expo where we have sponsors promoting their various services and products. And also, you can register late there as well.
Everyone knows that the weather has been bad as of recently. So would the race be canceled because of such weather?
No. City of Plymouth is great. They will salt the roads, shovel the roads, whatever it takes to have the roads ready so it minimizes risk to the participants. Even at our aid stations, when we hand out water, if it's very cold, you know, water will freeze on the street. We put sand over the ice in front of the aid station. So we're very conscious of safety, and the City of Plymouth Police are fantastic and very supportive of our three annual events there. So to answer your question, unless there's lightning and thunder, which I doubt in March, we will not postpone or cancel the race.
All right, sounds good. Why did you pick St. Patrick's Day for a race event?
The latest across the country, the fastest growing events are a half marathon and a 5K, and a lot of them are the successful ones that we benchmark were around holiday theme. And so we have a costume contest at the Shamrock Run where you can dress up in green or any type of Irish outfits, anything that's related to music, et cetera, because we have a hard rock mile. And so, you know, people like, it's a festive event. And so people enjoy, you know, something, just running a race is kind of boring to run and listen to your iPod. But to have some kind of festive holiday or theme, really people seem to congregate to those. So we benchmark it across the country. And as you know, we have Shamrock Run, which is a St. Patty's theme race. We have the Kona Run, which is a Hawaiian theme in Norfolk. We have the Chocolate Run in the fall, which is about chocolate. And we have the Halloween Run in October. So those are four major events we have. They're around holiday themes.
Mm-hmm. Are you allowed to bring pets to race with you?
Yes, yes. Good question, because of safety. We do allow pets, and we do allow strollers. We ask the participants to be careful, to respect the participants around them. If they're very fast, they should get in front of the group. If they're slow, they should go in the rear of the group at the start line. But yes, we want the families to participate, and that includes their pets.
What about people with disabilities?
We allow wheelchairs. We're not set up for a handicap race, but if someone wants to participate, we encourage them to do so, because it is exercise. It builds camaraderie and support. So yes, we do allow that.
All right. What is the race route for the Shamrock Run?
On the website, KonaShamrockRun.com, we do have course maps that shows you the 5K course, 10K course, and the mile course. But basically, they're all ran in downtown Plymouth. They do not cross the railroad track, so that obviously a train will not interfere with the course of the race. But basically, it's very flat, very scenic, as you know, and it's a very, you know, very fast course for any beginner or elite runner. There's usually a PR, personal record is done on this course. It is flat as a board.
All right. How much is the fee to run in the race?
Yes, the website has all those details, but the 10K is a few dollars more than the 5K. They're in the, you know, high 30s, low 40 range. The mile, I think, is $25. But you get the 5K, 10K do get shirts and medals, and you get the finisher jacket at the finish line. And so we think it's a very, you know, very reasonably priced and for the amenities you receive.
Where is the parking?
Another good question. We have shuttle buses. So very few races offer shuttle buses, but we're trying to keep the traffic out of downtown Plymouth so it doesn't interfere with the residents trying to go to church on a Sunday morning or go to work or whatever.
I see, yes.
Their intentions are. So we have shuttle buses at the ACH plant on Sheldon Road and M14, and we have four buses transporting the runners. They park there on Sheldon Road, and going a mile and a half drive by bus, and they take them to Central Middle School where the packet pickup is in downtown Plymouth, which is only a couple blocks our line. So we're promoting the shuttle bus first. There is parking in the municipal lot downtown Plymouth, but they are beginning to charge $5 per person that's parking that's donated to the Lions Club Plymouth.
All right. Are there any special terms regarding refunds or transfers?
We allow transfers. We do not allow refunds. We do allow transfers. Someone gets injured, we allow them to transfer to a friend or family person. So we do process that up through race day. We do not offer refunds because of the cost of ordering those shirts in advance and metal that we have to absorb that. So, you know, generally speaking, all races do not offer refunds.
Okay. Thank you for your time, Mr. Allen Whitehead. I really appreciate the information, and I hope the event runs smoothly.
Thank you very much. Take care.
All right. You too.
You're listening to Community Focus. On today's show, Maxim Jenkins spoke with Alan Whitehead from the Kona St. Patrick's Day race in downtown Plymouth. You can hear Community Focus every Wednesday at 5:45 on 88.1 The Park. Good night.
Community Focus has been brought to you by the Crum Agency, providers of MIMIC insurance. Their telephone number is 734-254-1976, and they are online at krummagency.com.